Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Fender Basin and Campbell County basketball kept busy over the weekend as they traveled to Cheyenne to go up against Cheyenne East and Cheyenne Central. Starting with Fender Basin, the Bull Ladies went undefeated on the weekend, first beating Cheyenne Central Friday night 71-60. Then they went to Cheyenne East on Saturday afternoon and defeated the Lady Thunderbirds 54-49. Cheyenne East came into the game as the defending state champions, and they also were riding a winning streak in 4A play that lasted almost 2 years. The Lady Bolts are also riding a four-game winning streak as they improved to a 14-4 overall record. Moving over to the Bull Boys, they got a close 48-46 win on Friday night over Cheyenne Central with a pair of free throws with 3.6 seconds left that were made by Bodie Williams. However, in the state championship game rematch from last year, Thunder Basin could not keep their good fortunes going against Cheyenne East as they fell to them on Saturday afternoon 55-41. The Bull Boys came back to Gillette with a 9-8 record in overall play. Those were the last of the non-quadrant games for Thunder Basin as they move in the quadrant play for the final three games of the season. The Bolts will return home this Friday to play in Natrona County with the girls starting at 6 and the boys starting at 7:30. They will then make the drive to Sheridan on Saturday afternoon with the girls game starting at 4 and the boys game will follow at 5:30. Moving over to Campbell County, the Campbell Ladies started the Cheyenne road trip with a loss to Cheyenne East by a final score of 67-58. The Lady Camels were coming into the game with a five-game winning streak. The Camel Ladies were able to respond with a win on Saturday afternoon as they defeated Cheyenne Central 68-65. The Camel Ladies now go to 12-6 in overall play on the season. Moving over to the Camel Boys, they cannot hold on against Cheyenne East on Friday night as they lost by a final score of 67-62. The Camel Boys could not find an answer on Saturday afternoon either as they fell to Cheyenne Central 75-56. The Camel Boys now fall to an overall record of 6-12 on the season. Campbell County also had their final non-quadrant games of the season as it will be all quadrant play with three games left. The Camels will go up against Sheridan at home on Friday with the girls starting at 6 and the boys starting at 7:30, and then they will travel to Casper to take on Natrona County Saturday afternoon with the girls starting at 1 and the boys will follow at 2:30. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.